man's voice, the gruff tone, and foreign accent were enough for her to know without even seeing him, and she smiled at the challenge he'd offered. "Two shots of tequila?" says he goes down on her. She said it without turning back to look at him, though she could feel his presence beside her.
"Oh, darling, that's cruel. To yourself, I mean. A man never goes down on a woman unless he loves her."
The small hairs on the back of her neck stood up when he said, "darling." That is patently untrue. The hot breath of his laugh caressed her shoulder. She heard him shift closer. Out of the corner of her eye, she glimpsed a large, manicured, gold-ringed hand holding a glass. Ice clinked, and the aroma of expensive whiskey hit her nostrils. She'd bet anything that the shiny watch band secured a Rolex to his wrist. None of it impressed her as much as his presence. So palpable, he may as well have already been sinking inside her, right through her little black dress.
"You're right. I'd go down on you in a heartbeat, and I don't even know your name."
Jesus. She was turned on just by his voice. She'd forgotten the couple in the corner, though she still kept her eyes fixed on them. Instead, she imagined she was that woman, and the man was her new friend. The man had the woman turned around now, pressed against the wall chest first. His fingers tugged at the hem of her skirt, pushing it up above her hip. Not even the shadows could conceal the white, round shape of the woman's ass, a thin strip of dark fabric crossing one hip. That disappeared with a jerk of the man's hand. Rowan felt the touch of a large, warm hand at her hip, a thumb grazing a pattern into the bare skin of her back, just above the fabric of her low-cut dress. His touch was gentle and cool, but left a promise when he removed his hand. When his hand disappeared, he murmured behind her,
"I think you owe me a drink."
"Wait for it," she said. Whether it was the way the man in the corner was clutching the woman's ass, or some particular change in his posture, she had the sense of what he might do next. She had to restrain a laugh when he sank to his knees and buried his face between the woman's ass cheeks. Rowan could imagine the ecstatic sounds coming from the woman's throat by the way her chest thrust out and her head flew back, mouth open while the man tongued between her legs from behind. "Did I call it or what?" she asked, turning around to gloat, only to be greeted by an empty bar stool. Chapter 2. Obsessed was an understatement for her frame of mind the following week. Alternately pissed and confused, she sometimes wondered if she'd hallucinated the entire conversation. But that small patch of skin where he'd touched her still tingled. Finally, after several sleepless nights imagining his shadowy presence behind her, doing more than just talking, she resolved to go back to the bar, find him, and confront him about leaving her hanging. The only problem was that she'd never actually seen his face. It might be futile. She had no idea whether he'd even be there again, much less talk to her. But, in spite of all the pretty faces she could see in the bar, attractive men who she knew at a glance would happily go home with her, she could no longer settle. Where was he? And how in the world would she be able to tell if she'd even found him?
"Looking for someone?"
The rough, accented voice sent a charge like a lightning bolt straight down her back. Rowan closed her eyes and savored the pleasant tingling sensation between her thighs for a second. "Maybe I found him," she said, turning her head slightly. There was no mistaking that voice, and now that he was close again, she recognized the mildly spicy scent of his aftershave. This time, she'd be damned if she let him get away from her. She turned and looked